Hey, how's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning in for another episode. Just want to let you guys know that I'm actually recording today's episode on the road, so I'm using the on the road microphone. So let me know how it sounds. This is the first one. Don't know if it's going to be good or bad, but I will be back later this week with another full episode, official. We'll have a video to go along with it. So without any further ado, let's get into today's episode. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. As I stated in the intro, I'm actually not back at my podcast studio right now, so I'm recording this with my the microphone that I take on the road with me. So I don't have a whole lot of information to give you about the brewery. I don't have the access to do a lot of research on them or anything like that. So I'm going to be reviewing the beer, but it's going to be pretty much just a beer review, and I'll try and give you the best descriptors I can for the beer itself, because there's not going to be a video that goes along with this review. It's just going to be an audio-only version of the podcast. So I guess lucky you guys who only listen to the podcast version. So the beer we are reviewing today is Golden Road Brewing's Mango Cart. This is a mango wheat ale. It's in a can. It's in a bright yellow can. Very summery looking beer. There's palm trees on it, cartoony people. It looks like you're in Mexico, like right on the beach. There's the whole little mural right on the side of the can. Except this is actually a product of Los Angeles, it says right here. So Golden Road Brewing started in 2011. I've seen some of their beers around. The ones that I've seen, it looks like they're all kind of along the same lines as this one. They're going to be those fruitier, tart wheat ales, maybe an IPA, I think, but the Golden Roads are generally on the lighter side. So we're gonna try this one. This is the Mango Cart Mango Wheat Ale. Okay, so pouring this right into the glass, right off the bat, I'm seeing it's almost like a hazy look to it, which would make sense. It's a wheat ale. Kind of yellow in color. Does look maybe like a Hefeweizen a little bit. Pretty solid head on this, about 3/4 of an inch at least. The scent on this smells a lot like mango, actually. A lot more than I would have expected. I honestly don't smell any beer when I get a really good sniff on this. Like, the scent is mostly mango, but the color itself is slightly yellow. I'd say more of a light brown color. When I hold it up to the light, I can see it's very hazy in color. Not a lot of light is getting through this. We'll give it a try. So that actually tastes a lot like mango. I'm gonna say this tastes like, so I think if this was like a blind taste test or a mystery brew, I think I'd be able to nail down that this tastes like mango, but it actually tastes like artificial mango. It doesn't taste like an actual true fresh mango does. This tastes like artificial candy mango flavor. I'm trying to pin this down. It actually tastes a lot like a specific candy. I can't think of what it is. This tastes like, I think it tastes like those Starburst. It's not the normal Starburst. It's the ones, I want to say it's the Starburst in like the green packaging. It's like their tropical line of Starburst. They have a mango flavored Starburst in there. This actually tastes a lot like that mango flavored Starburst, which makes sense because I'm getting that artificial mango flavor. It's good. Really carbonated beer, a lot of bubbles, slightly tart, but not as much as a true mango flavored beer would be my guess. It really tastes like that artificial candied mango flavor, really sweet. I'm trying to find that. So the alcohol content on this is only 4%. That's really low. That's lower than like Coors Light. Coors Light, I think, I mean, it ranges based on where you live. I know that. But I want to say on average, it's about 4.2%. And this is only 4%. So this is actually really low in alcohol. It's almost like an alcoholic Kool-Aid is how I'm getting this. Not a lot of alcohol flavor to it. It's not hoppy by any means. Getting a lot of that artificial mango flavor. That's really the only thing I'm getting. Golden Road Brewing, 2011, Los Angeles, California. And they say that this Mango Cart Wheat Ale was inspired by the iconic fruit cart vendors of Los Angeles. So, I mean, that's kind of just an easy way of saying that they're from LA and they made a beer that tastes like mangoes. Not a lot to really report on this other than that. It's a really easy drinking beer. This would almost be perfect for like a summer afternoon, sitting on the deck, late afternoon after work maybe. That's what this tastes like. It's something that you could sit down and drink a six pack of in the summertime. It's so sweet though that you might not want to. It's approaching like the, if you're familiar with the Rita line, you know, Mango Rita, Lima Rita, whatever they have, Peach Rita, I don't even know what they come out with now. It's kind of along that line, but not nearly as much alcohol. And obviously it's not a malt beverage. But that's kind of how it tastes. It has that amount of sweetness to it. Overall, not a terrible beer. Also not my favorite. I have never had a mango beer before, so I don't have a whole lot to compare this to. Overall, not bad. Not my favorite. Not really up my alley. I actually really like mango fruit. Not a huge fan of this Mango Cart Mango Wheat. I think it's just that artificial sweetener is kind of taking the lead on this, and not leaving a whole lot to be desired. So unfortunately, it's okay. I will finish the beer because I'm not one to waste beer. But overall, it's just a kind of an average beer. But if you're interested in trying a mango beer, I definitely think this is one you should try, simply because there's not a lot of options out there. But yeah, so that's kind of all I have to say. Sorry, I don't have more information to give you guys about the brewery specifically, but being is that I'm not back in my podcast studio and I'm using the on the road mic right now. It's kind of what we have to live with. So thank you guys, and I'll be back with another full episode in the podcast studio this Thursday. So thank you everybody, and until next time, happy drinking.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.